Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So do you or do you not have the right to speak freely about your employer on Facebook and Twitter without getting fired? A lot of workplace rules bar that kind of sharing, but federal regulators have said that blanket restrictions of speech on social media are illegal. Joining us to discuss whether you're free to dish about work online or not is Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for The New York Times. Hi, Stephen. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Nice to be here.
So what did the National Labor Relations Board declare about employer social media policies?
Many companies have these across-the-board rules, Brian, that says you cannot post anything on Twitter or Facebook that puts the company in a negative light, that says anything critical of your bosses or coworkers or your company. And the National Labor Relations Board, in a series of decisions and advisory memos for the nation's companies, says that you can't have these blanket across-the-board prohibitions because under the National Labor Relations Act, a law passed in 1935, you have to guarantee workers, protect workers' right to discuss whether at the water cooler or online or in the cafeteria or on Twitter. You have to guarantee their right to discuss among themselves work-related matters like they want higher wages, they think their factory is unsafe, they think their boss is abusive or discriminatory or sexually harasses people. So the Labor Board says employers of the United States, private sector employers, you cannot have these blanket rules that bar workers from going online to criticize their bosses.
So listeners, any stories like this out there to share? Are you about to post something on Facebook that you're not sure you should about your employer or your workplace? Have you ever faced retribution from an employer based on something that you said on social media? Tell us that story. 212-433-WNYC. This ruling by the NLRB says, at least to a large degree, people are protected when they do that. Or employers, do you have a reaction to these regulations? What do you think is right or fair? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for labor and workplace correspondent for The Times, Stephen Greenhouse. So this isn't absolute, as I understand it. While employers cannot have these big blanket policies anymore, banning disrespectful comments or critical posts about employees, companies can still act against a lone worker ranting online. So what kind of speech would constitute that?
If you're a worker who just posts online, my boss is a big fat jerk, without, discussing, wages and working conditions and not doing this in concert and cooperation with other employees, the Labor Board will say that's not protected. It's just a lone person ranting, griping, venting. And, the Labor Board, distinguishes these two cases, two situations. One situation where workers are cooperating together, communicating together about workplace conditions like wages or safety, that's protected. But if it's a lone person just ranting or complaining, that's not protected. The actual text of the National Labor Relations Act says you're protected when you engage in concerted, meaning cooperative activity for mutual aid and protection, meaning aiding each other to improve working conditions or wages.
You give an example in your article of a reporter who was fired from his newspaper for posting what the company deemed to be offensive and not about working conditions or concerted activity for mutual aid, to put it in legalese. Explain the difference.
Sure. In my story, I write about a police reporter at the Arizona Daily Star newspaper in Tucson. And, he was, frustrated that there's very little news for a few days. So he started, posting these very wiseacre tweets on Twitter saying, Tucson, you're slacking. You got to get your homicide rate up. I mean, clearly, he was just joking, but this offended a lot of people. And it made the newspaper look stupid. And it gave him a few warnings to stop, yet he continued doing it. He trying to save his, you know, he got fired, trying to save his job. He turned to the National Labor Relations Board saying, you know, this should be protected. But the Labor Board said, no, this was kind of just individual ranting. It wasn't in concert in cooperation with other employees, and it wasn't about working conditions. I gave another example in my story, Brian, about a bartender at an Illinois restaurant who was upset that he hadn't received any raises in 5 years. So he went online on Facebook and wrote that, you know, the customers at our restaurant are rednecks, and I hope they choke on glass while driving home drunk.
Wow.
And the restaurant wasn't very pleased about that either. They fired him. He said, well, this was a response to my concern about not getting a raise, but the labor board said, but you were just responding to an email from your stepsister about how are things going at work, and you're ranting to her. This is not the type of concerted cooperative activity, you know, aimed at mutual aid, you know, mutually helping each other. It was just a rant, and they upheld his firing.
Elliot on Long Island. You're on WNYC. Hello, Elliot.
Hello. Yeah, I had a question about this because it came up recently in my own workplace. Whether employers have any right to prohibit employees from using their own, you know, institutional network, an email network, to do this type of thing. In other words, to make a complaint about a managerial policy, et cetera. Because I was under the impression that that was a no-no in business to use, you know, it's kind of like using the university's own letterhead or something like that to make a complaint. So I'm not talking about an external thing like Twitter or Facebook, but something like the university's own system or a business's own.
Right. So this is a different question, but very briefly on this, do you know, Steve?
Two separate answers. You're as I understand it, Elliot. You know, if you're allowed to write on your, you know, on your company system, place an email order to Amazon, you can also use the system to communicate or discuss, you know, where you want to go for dinner with friends. You're also allowed to discuss work-related activities. But you can't, you know, use your company's official logo to say, you know, to write to someone saying, you know, where you're holding yourself out as a company official and criticizing the company. I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
All right. Clear enough, and we're going to leave that there. Elliot, thank you. So back to social media. Employers have taken it pretty far in some cases. You report that on January 1st, California and Illinois became just the fifth and sixth states to bar companies from asking employees or job applicants for their social media passwords. Their social media passwords? Employers ask for that, and they're protected?
Evidently, in the other 44 states, Brian, they are protected. New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, I'm forgetting the sixth state, you know, have banned employers from asking employees and job applicants for passwords.
Why wouldn't that be prima facie illegal under our First Amendment right to privacy?
Because the First Amendment only applies to government action. So a private employer basically can do whatever it wants unless it's specifically barred by government. So that's why, you know, here California, Illinois stepped in. You know, there was a big stink last year when some job applicants complained that, hey, I applied for a job and these employers want to see my password to see whether I drink, who I go out with, whether I use a lot of swear words. And there's a growing movement, you know, headed somewhat by the ACLU in several states to try to ban this.
Listeners, what do you think about that? Post to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Do you think employers should be able to ask for your social media passwords when you're applying for your job or otherwise to check up on you? Terry in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
You got a story.
Yeah, so I worked for a publication that had notoriously late closes, oftentimes going overnight and into the weekend. There was an incident where an employee was there at 5 a.m. on a Saturday from the night before and posted on her Facebook page, still at work, July 4th weekend. It was something to that effect. I wonder what they'll serve us for breakfast. Department heads were notified by senior staff that they needed to tell their employees in each department that they were no longer allowed to post anything about work on their personal Facebook pages or Twitter accounts. And I wonder where that falls on the spectrum with this announcement.
Stephen?
I am quite certain the Labor Board would say that's illegal, especially on your personal account. On your personal account, you can generally, you know, you have a lot of freedom. And the Labor Board has, you know, said repeatedly in several rulings over the past 5-6 months that companies cannot adopt policies that bar employees, you know, whether at the break room or at the water cooler or on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus, that you cannot bar them from discussing work-related activities in a way in which they're trying to seek to improve things, whether it's having to work, you know, until 5 a.m. or whether, you know, it's Walmart workers complaining about making $8 an hour.
But working for a magazine, there are things that would be proprietary, I imagine. Like, I have a friend who worked for Time, and she said, boy, was there a policy against publicly revealing anything to Newsweek, so they might get it first.
No, that, Brian, that's absolutely right. You know, companies can, you know, ban certain things. They can, you know, they could ban you from posting trade secrets. They can ban you from posting release dates of a new software product. They could ban you from, you know, leaking things to the competition. But and I think the National Labor Relations Board will generally uphold that. They'll say those are not work-related things. You know, those are not about trying to improve your wages and working conditions. Those are about trade secrets. So those are about, you know, release dates for software. And the company has every right. The Labor Board has also said that companies can bar employees from posting bullying, discriminatory, harassing things on online, you know, while you still make it clear that you have this exception for things about cooperative activities to improve working conditions.
My guest, Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for the New York Times, as we talk about the new National Labor Relations Board ruling limiting how employers can take action against employees who post things about the company on social media. Here's an interesting question from Sharon on our comments page, who asked, does this give the employer the right to talk about the employee on Twitter? They're workers too, she writes, meaning the employer.
I don't see the employee punishing the employer or firing the employer for writing about the employee on Twitter.
Right, they don't even have the power to take retributive action, right?
You know, seriously, if a boss were to put something online about a female employee being particularly attractive, you know, that, you know, could quickly cause a sexual harassment complaint being filed with the EEOC.
If an employer does that.
Employers are pretty free to write what they want on social media, but I would imagine they have to really watch their derriere. You know, if a sub-manager, assistant manager posts something that is dumb and insulting to an employee, I can imagine the top manager saying, you know, we don't do that here. That's just wrong. We're not going to accept that.
But I guess you could argue in general that employers' bans on disparaging speech about coworkers online can be seen as a pro-labor stance because you're protecting your workers from inappropriate public speech about them by other workers.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's good that employers bar racist comments about your coworkers or homophobic comments about your coworkers. And the National Labor Relations Board has generally upheld those things.
Mm-hmm. We have a minute.
There is a case or two where the NLRB has upheld workers saying really nasty, foul, profane expletives about their bosses because it was part of a conversation about improving working conditions.
So, last 30 seconds, basic advice for employers: is it like make your social media policy specific? So instead of blanket bans on posting confidential information, for example, you would say, do not disclose trade secrets, product introduction dates, or private health details, something as specific as that?
Exactly, Brian. And you could say, employees are not allowed to post discriminatory, racist, bullying comments, and maybe in parentheses, but remember that workers have the right to communicate together about ways to improve working conditions.
All right.
But be specific. Don't have blanket rules saying thou shalt never criticize the company online.
All right. There you have it, folks. Some of the ways that you are now protected by a ruling from the National Labor Relations Board in what you can post to social media about your company. Stephen Greenhouse, workplace correspondent and labor correspondent for the New York Times, thanks for clarifying.
Nice to be here as always, Brian.